BBC News, I'm John Shea. Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says the country is not willing to consider a prisoner swap involving the former US Marine Paul Whelan. He was arrested in Moscow over a week ago on suspicion of spying. His family say he's innocent. From Moscow, here's Sarah Rainsford.
Sergei Ryabkov described the arrest of Paul Whelan as very serious and said that at this stage, talk of swapping him for any Russian detainee was inappropriate, counterproductive and politically unjustified. His comments came after days of speculation that the former US Marine may have been arrested to exchange for Maria Butina, who's pleaded guilty in the US to conspiring to act as an unregistered agent of Moscow. Russia's foreign ministry and President Putin have condemned that case repeatedly and loudly. Sergei Ryabkov, though, said there is no link between Mr. Whelan's arrest here in Moscow and other detentions.
A document officially recognising the independence of Ukraine's Orthodox Church from Russia has been signed at a ceremony at St. George's Cathedral in Istanbul. The Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko attended the signing of the document, known as Tomos. Jonah Fisher is in Kiev.
What the Tomos does is it recognises that Ukraine has its own branch of the Christian Orthodox Church. Crucially, a branch that is separate from the Russian Orthodox Church, because for the last 300 years or so, the Ukrainian parishes have been under the overall responsibility of the Russian Orthodox Church. That will no longer be the case. This Tomos has been signed. It now grants official recognition to the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. That's why the Russians are so upset and the Ukrainians are so happy.
Opposition demonstrators in Hungary are due to resume protests shortly against the policies of the far-right government of Viktor Orban. The rallies began last month in response to a controversial law that extends overtime. Nick Thorpe is in Budapest.
Today's demonstration is a litmus test of the degree of anger in Hungary against the overtime law and of the determination of those willing to come out onto the streets. Heavy snow in the past 24 hours across the country could reduce numbers. They're threatening nationwide strikes unless their four main demands are met. The scrapping of the overtime law, double-digit wage increases, the removal of limitations on the right to strike, and a far-reaching pension reform. The Fidesz government has already offered an 8% wage increase this year, followed by another 8% next year, in an attempt to head off the discontent.
World News from the BBC.